Okay, thanks for attending the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting on the 2nd of May 2017. So I'll open the meeting at 5:31. And acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariata people, and recognise the contribution of Gariata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item 3, recordings of attendance. We have Councillor Tarvo as an apology and Ms Nina Panganis as an apology as well. The rest are present. Point 3, approve leave of absence. There is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures of interest? Yes, Mr. Ablin. So can we just have it read out, Mr. Ablin?
Interest is closed on item number 12.12. Reason for we employ RSN as an auditor and the type of interest in partially.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, questions taken on notice from public at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 7th of March 2017. There is nil. 4.2, questions taken on notice from committee members at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 7th of March 2017. There is nil. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications? There is nil. Item 6, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications? There's nil. Item 7, public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use in the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. 7.1, public question time. I'll open public question time at 5:34. And as there is no members of the public, we'll close public question time at 5:34. Open public statement time at 5:35, and as there's no members of the public, we'll close public statement time at 5:35. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Councillor Newbury. Councillor Whitwell. Mr. Atwood.
Yes. Page 19. We've got priorities there on page 99. Agenda item 1.1 is 12.11. Going down with the priorities, you've got exclamations and you've got dashes. There's nothing about to explain those.
CEO, could we just get an explanation on those?
Explanation in there for next. Yeah, so a little a key. So can you just confirm that the exclamation mark is high priority?
Yeah, and then there's a downward arrow to be low priority.
Okay, and the dash is medium.
Can we have a little down?
I'll put a key, yeah.
It, I missed out, well, that was explained when we brought this form out on the,
right.
on the original.
And I asked, do we have it down?
Okay.
Page 20. We've got the fourth one down, policies date due on the 22nd of 6/16. Develop policies, procedures, and provide. You've got to cross out 100%, right? It was a priority. Who endorses that it's finished? Does it go to the council to say it's finished, or what happens?
All policies come to the Audit, Risk and Governance first, and then from the Audit, Risk and Governance goes to council for approval.
So with the completed day, the 4th and the 4th 17, we had another meeting.
So all policies that were on the Audit, Risk and Governance schedule have been done. They have been presented to the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee, and they have been presented to Council. It has been finished.
So, can you have some sort of stuff to show that it was presented to Council? Or there's some, maybe there's another one over the next page, I don't know.
If I can just refer.
Okay, are you referring to the first one that has been striked out?
I'm just...
So this one here is in regards to policies and procedures to provide a framework in respect to elected members' access to information.
Keep going out of pages.
That one is the Town Port Hedland officers did an IOP, which is an internal operating procedure, so that doesn't need council endorsement to manage that. Then the other ones...
All the way down the page, the ones that do need to be endorsed by the council?
Mr. Atwood, can we just... tweak this a little bit, and which one exactly are you talking about?
Do you want me to go?
I'll just tell which number down the page.
I'll go to the next one. I'll go down one by one if you like, Mr.
Yeah,
Chair.
Just let's just go through them all and make sure we understand.
So the code of conduct is the next one on the list. So that one went to council in October 2016. And was endorsed by council. Then the next one is a policy or procedure to formalise interactions between elected members and staff. So this is an IOP that was adopted last year in regards to what staff can be contacted directly by elected members without having to go through
and that would have gone to the ELT.
Yes. Yep. Again, so any IOPs or procedures are internal procedures only and don't need council committee endorsement.
So the second one from the top, from the across that one, it went to a council meeting on when?
October the 16th. The second one?
Mm,
the code of conduct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the... October OCM.
The second struck out one.
Yep.
The third struck out one was an IOP.
So she's got ring from another column.
Can you just bring your questions through
should
the chair?
She ring from another column, or, you know, just...
No, there's just a list of...
So it's, the fourth column in is the officer's status update on the delivery of the outcome, which is the third column in. So the officer's status update is what said is what the town officers have done in respect to each outcome that's been identified.
It's because it struck out. I seem finding it difficult to read.
Yep.
But that officer's status update tells you exactly what happened to it.
This is a problem I was having before with the strikeouts. It's hard to read. Maybe a different colour to highlight that has been successful sort of thing might be more appropriate, I think.
The council or the committee endorsed that we would put a line through it.
Yeah.
That's what the council has done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Any further?
Next question. got that as, I went to downstairs before this meeting here, and on page 90 and 20, they were given to me as A4s, and I'm pretty sure on the computer they were A3s. It's very hard to read an A3.
Didn't you get an
A3? I got a copy, yes, but
got
I just didn't what I was presented with, and what I'm saying is, as I said in the second meeting last year, sort of,
We'll make A4s. A note of that and make sure they're done in A3 for you.
The format is A4.
Is it?
Yep. The original of this is A4.
Is it?
So can we get that enlarged?
Yep.
Yeah.
So going through the best practices stuff, is it? Best practice review, page 17.
Did you want to ask these questions when we get to the
Can I do that when it becomes an agenda item?
I would suggest, to the chair, if it's relating to this particular item, then hold your question when the item comes up. If it's for clarification, or you can't read it, or there's some other matter, then you can raise it now.
Right. Well, I didn't do it that way, so I just going to put. But I'm happy to wait until the agenda item comes up and ask the questions, as long as I'm able to do it.
Do you have any is it points of clarification on that agenda item, or is it just questions in general?
Just questions in general, really.
Okay, we'll take them now.
Just in the best practice stuff, on page 40, to the public council meetings are one of the most viable examples of local government's decision-making process, where elected members come together and participate in decision debate varied issues. This is put out by the practice, right? Page 40.
Page 14. Yep.
For the meetings, the reason the meetings are not conducted in line with the relevant legislation, internal policies and good practice have been the first affected reputation of the staff and elected members of the town, overall departments and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Is there something being done about that?
We've reviewed our code of conduct. And also, when you're reading this report, the report itself is for the 14-15 year.
First,
yes.
If I can just comment. Page 19 of the Council of the ARG report, that list is the response to this audit and this lists all the actions required and what we have addressed so far.
I think it was, hang on a sec, that was this, the 15-16 year this report refers to. Is that correct, CEO? I'm pretty sure I've read it. I've read it from front and back, and it's. It is. Yeah, 14-15, it states here in the. That's right. Okay. Yeah. 14-15 on page 23, it refers to the report.
So with the corporate plan and the that stuff with the community stuff, the strategic community plan, the due dates are put in by who?
It's put in by us.
By staff?
By staff.
Right. So you're setting the priorities and the dates on the
Also, there's more to it than that. The dates that were listed on that page It didn't happen because of the change in the executive team. So clearly that Dave is pushed out.
Yeah, I've noticed some of that is in March 2016, and it's been pushed out again to 17 sort of stuff.
Correct.
I just, is the council endorsed that, or is it just start putting its word to us to highlight what they're doing about this best practice stuff?
It's highlighting what we're doing in terms of best practice, but I've also kept council up to date in terms of where we are with the SCP and staff recruitment and the process.
Right, there's one that I talk about the town's response with regard to the internal health check survey conducted in May 16, page 44. Medical health or just health of the...
Health of the organisation.
Health is fit or not?
Yeah.
So that is the council fit or not?
It's morale, staff morale.
Mr. Atwood, anything further?
So with the audit findings, will we ask the audit to have a look at this when we meet them on Thursday, or what?
I see.
I'll just check with the audit. Sorry. The director.
Sorry, through the chair. What was your question,
Rob? We've got a high annual leave accrual end of the year stuff, or stuff like that.
Can I just add to that, that we've already gone through all of this at the ARG. Mm-hmm. This is from 14-15. All of the stuff that's in that report has been gone over by the ARG and it's been presented to council.
Right. So when the auditor comes on Thursday...
And again, the auditor, we discussed this with the auditor last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same stuff. This is a review of 14-15.
Just maybe with the committee decisions and risk register, can we talk about that when it becomes an agenda item?
Yes, we can.
Let us read it then.
Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 7th of March 2017. The officer's recommendation on page 15. Do I have a mover in that officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Newbury. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 4-0. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. There is nil. Oh, actually, I will mention something. The Audit, Risk and Committee and Governance Committee meeting or committee decided to have a briefing before the committee meeting, so committee members could have a better understanding of what was happening within the agenda. And so we scheduled that meeting today, and nobody attended. Ron came 5 or 10 minutes late, and we cancelled the meeting. So, you know, we have 6 or 8 staff waiting for us to go through this this briefing. If the committee doesn't want to continue with the briefings, then, you know, let's resolve to get rid of the briefings and go straight to the committee meeting. If the committee would rather keep the briefings, then it would, you know, it would be nice if, you know, people rang up and said they couldn't attend, or we could reschedule the meeting at a different time so we don't have staff twiddling their thumbs waiting for the committee to turn up. Thank you. Thanks, Councillor. Item 12, reports of officers. 12.1, corporate services. 12.1.1, update best practice review with the office recommendation on page 16. Is there any questions on that before we move on? Okay, officer.
Just with that, the priority list on that sort of stuff. Do we have an input into it at all?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether you've had input into this previously, but it's the priority normally comes from the audit and what has been recognised as a high priority or a high risk. So I would have expected that officers would have based the priority on that risk. And put it forward.
My concern is internal auditor. To me, it is a huge high risk for me. We're not quite an internal auditor.
So, yeah.
Look, it's
What's the process for? Have we appointed the internal auditor yet? Yes.
Yes, we have. Yes.
When was that? Do you know what date that was?
January.
So the internal audit is already working on our internal audit system. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Any further questions?
That's right.
Okay. So we have an officer's recommendation on page 16. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Mover.
Move Councillor Newbury. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 4-0. Point 2, audit finding report. Now, do I have some questions? Yes, Mr. Abbott. Oh, okay. Oh, can I get you to read that out again, Mr. Atwood, for the tape?
Okay. item number and title is 12.12. The reason for the interest is that I employ RSM as my auditor, and the type of interest is impartially.
Thank you, Mr. Atwood. Do I have any questions on the audit? Yes, Councillor Whitwell?
There's no history on this, just so it comes out. I think I know what the history is. But I think it'd be useful if you could spell out what the history and why these two audit reports have been delayed.
Delayed. CEO, do we?
I'll refer to the director.
Under the regulations, the reports need to go to the minister, and on the findings and what actions are being undertaken. It's an oversight for the 14-15 year, but 15-16 year is in line with the required time frame. 30th of June findings on the audit from the previous financial year to be endorsed by council and go to the minister.
Right, so just going to ask a question.
Bring the question through me.
So we've basically got a year, you say, to respond basically from 1 year to the next.
There is, there the Act specifies when it has to be in.
See, normally corporations do it within 4 months. So under corporations law, that's...
Okay, can I clarify that? Can we get some clarification on when it has to be in? I think it is December, and I think it's 6 months after.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we can we just clarify that? So
can you just...
Can we find out
I can
now?
Send
or
the piece of legislation if you want it in writing.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Do we have that? Do we have that section?
Yeah, it's here on the agenda. Right?
It's there. Okay. Anything further, Mr. Atwood? I mean, Councillor Whitwell. Okay. So, we have a...
Just through the chair.
Yes, Mr. Atwood.
That this audit wasn't... Well, this one, the 1415, wasn't done by us then, was it?
See, yeah.
We've got the attachments at the top, so...
Is that
RSM
field back there?
Was RSM?
I don't think so.
So the two audits that were done, one for the 13th of June 15, 13th of June 16, were both RSM?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we have the officer's recommendation on page 21. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Newberry. Seconded. Do I have any against? The item's passed 4-0. Point 12.1.3, Monthly Audit Risk and Governance Committee Reports, with the officer's recommendation on page 26. Do you have any questions?
Just on page 31, in the conclusion, it is recommended that the AIG adopt the work plan as noted in attachment 1 to allow the committee members to have an insight into what the committee will be determined in the coming months.
Page 31. So that's correct, yes.
This will give the committee adequate time to research and make inquiries.
So what is your question?
Where do we research and make inquiries?
CEO?
So, through the chair. So
we just referred to
the briefings, Audit Risk and Governance briefings, you can ask questions and go through any of the items that are coming up. So the plan is to flag what's going to come up to each Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting. So if we continue with the briefings, that's the opportunity to provide feedback.
Just through the chair on that,
yeah.
What do we flag for next meeting on?
The work plan has been presented, hasn't it?
It has been.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that spells out what item is coming up and when.
Okay.
And will be provided the review of that document ahead of time, and that will be discussed at the meeting.
So the also, Mr. Atwood, the report states that you can request any of this information beforehand, so you can review it, so you don't have to wait until it comes out in the agenda.
So this is with the risk register, this agenda item?
Correct.
So with the risk to the Northwest Festival, having a 16, right, and then down on the Northwest Festival again on thing having a high 16 as well. 16 is a high, isn't it? Is a level of 10 high, and anything over 10 is a 16 is 60% above high, is it?
It's what's the chance of it happening? That's high. It's high risk that situation will occur.
So as I asked before, to bring it down to 16, where did it come from?
So I'm going to just go to the door.
As far as which park was it? Sorry.
It's a Northwest Festival rating, risk rating of high.
So through the chair, at the moment, the way that we're treating risks, we don't start off with a raw risk and then put in actions to then have a residual risk.
Right.
We're working on that framework now. So the assessments that are done at the moment are based on what's the risk, what's known, and what's known of the action.
Because when we do our risk assessment, we've got a figure, then we try to bring it downwards. We thought there might be a high figure, so you bring it down from something down to 16. But if that's not happening, well.
Yes, so we're working on that as part of
the risk management
framework.
Okay.
Anything further?
Just under the Liquor Act, right? There's a 10 to 16, the risk action plans to accept the risk, on the right on the bottom,
yep.
Page 1 of 1.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to council again in March, and it's now...
So that item went to council?
It did go to council?
Correct. And council didn't support the item.
Okay.
And a letter was then sent to the commissioner.
Okay.
Advising of council's position.
Mm-hmm.
Could we have it noted in here or something like that to show us that?
If you look at
it is noted.
If you look at officer status update,
we're not supported. Sort of thing, you know?
It went to council, not supported.
Right. So what becomes of it then?
It ends there.
It ends. Okay. That's okay.
Anything further, Mr. Allen?
No. Just one thing. Just that the following workshops for the internal consultation between the director of corporate and performance, governance and governance administration officer. Finalising the AGR, the 2070 AGR work plan. When's that?
Page
is 30. Consultation.
Page 30, you're on a, is that the next agenda item?
Yeah.
It's the next
agenda I'm just talking to what we're voting on now.
Yeah, we're voting on, we're on page 26.
Okay, so
anything further? Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? 12.1.3. If I don't have a mover, I'll lapse it.
Yeah.
Okay. Move Councillor Newbury. Do I have a seconder?
There's no debate
on it, Councillor. I'm after a mover. I've got a mover in Newbury. I'm after a seconder. Do I have a seconder? I'll second the motion. Do I have any against?
Yes.
Okay, speakers for, Newbury, speakers for, Blanco, speakers against, Councillor Whitwell. Councillor Newbury.
It's a short break. We're just, as we say every meeting that we come, we're just receiving these reports. So, you know, that's all I have to say, that we're just receiving and noting these audit risk and governance.
Thank you, Councillor Newbury, and I concur with Councillor Newbury, we are just receiving the reports. Speakers against, Councillor Whitwell.
I'm asked at the beginning of the session whether I read the material, and the answer is yes, except for those things that I can't read because it's physically impossible to do so. And so that's the problem for me, because we're not getting stuff that we can read. Now, it's sure, I can look at it on here, I can fiddle with this, I can look at it on there, but surely we just need something to go straight to. We're busy people too, actually. And so there's only a certain amount of time that one can put into sorting out these types of things. So, but that's my reason for not supporting it. But we didn't really want to not support it, but it was cut off.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Speakers for, speakers against, Mr. Atwood.
I've got this down as receiving, not noting or nothing, it just says receiving. I think that some of the stuff needs to be supported and endorsed by, not just say it because you receive it, because that sort of thing. I think it is time for us to work together as a committee and have a say into what the priorities are, because staff sometimes see the priority which is affecting the staff sort of thing. I'm an external person, a community member. We see things out there which I see is not happening, and I want input into the count, into you, the staff, to say this is what's happening out there, not people not talking to you as people. And I think it's something that we need to work together with. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Atwood. A write a reply, Councillor Newman.
No.
Thank you. Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Yes. And those against? Okay. And as we have a 2-2 tie, I'll cast my casting vote in favour of the officer recommendation. The motion is passed 3-4 with a casting vote. Adoption of the Audit Risk and Governance Committee Work Plan 2017. With the officer's recommendation on page 29, do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Would you like a wish? No.
You can just go to a vote.
Do I have a mover? Would you like to suspend standing orders to discuss it? The motion lapses due to a mover. Due to no mover.
Just for the chair, can I ask a question?
Yes.
As I asked in the beginning of the meeting, when I come to an agenda item, could I have the ability to ask questions? You come up and put it straight to the floor to move it.
And then
that was my concern.
And I asked if we wanted to go into suspend standing orders to discuss the item. And there was no comment. Okay, so we will move on. Okay. Item 13. Motion from which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 15, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure, 16.1. The next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 4th of July 2017, commencing at 5:30. And I'll close the meeting at 6:09. Thank you.